Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, we're back. I've got about 50 minutes here to take your calls and talk the rest of New York sports for the night. We started to lean in a little bit to the Giants conversation, but before we do that, I want to go to Noah in Queens. Noah, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? I'm a big fan, man.
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
All right, so real quick, just want to say it's funny that you met a guy with a Sony Ericsson, because I'm a young guy, I'm 23, and I just got one of those, actually, because pretty much the same reasons you're saying, man. I mean, the iPhone is just, it's too good of a piece of technology. It does too much stuff, and it's hard to focus, it's hard to lock in, you know, so.
Yeah, and we don't even realize what it's doing. I realize it because I'm a little older, and I'm just like, I feel it in my wrist. I feel it even in my neck. I'm like, I am always looking down on this phone. There's always something taking my attention away on this phone.
Nah, absolutely, man. But as far as sports goes, real quick, wanted to talk NBA just to say, did you see that Wembanyama game against the Mavs?
I went back and watched the highlights, and it was his whole performance was really dumb. Like, when he blocked the shot, then went down on the other end, then hit the step back three and one, I'm like, what are we doing now? Like, what is this version of an NBA player now?
Yeah, he's 21 years old, and he looks like an NBA 2K created player, man. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, he's like a video game player that's like a monster, and everybody else is just a regular player. He's bigger than everybody else. He can shoot, he can dribble, he can defend, and he's got it, man. Number one pick, and I think this year people are already putting bets on him to be MVP. I don't know if that's going to happen, but after the first performance, people are like, this is the best player in the league.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be MVP just because his team is kind of mid, but
you need to win.
As the talent goes, I wanted to ask you, cause, you know, you've been alive for longer than I have. Is this the greatest talent you've ever seen?
In the NBA?
Yes.
there's a lot of talent, but I won't say the greatest because there's a lot of guys hurt. But like, it's the NBA is in such a healthy place because there are so many good players across markets. Like, even as they threw on the games tonight, like the Warriors, now people are looking at the Warriors like, yo, the Warriors still got it, man. The Warriors, like, even in the chat just now, they're like, yo, Al Horford's on the Warriors? I'm like, yeah, as soon as the Celtics lost, they disbanded. Porzingis to the Hawks, Drew Holiday to the Trailblazers. Like, the NBA was able to have opening night with OKC, and they were on tonight against the Pacers, and they won again. And SGA is SGA. He had a good night in the double overtime. He comes out and drops 55 tonight. This is the MVP of the league. Like, not wasting any time. Then you get Jokic versus Steph, and, you know, that game goes to overtime. The Warriors win 130. Like, there's so much talent across the league. Any night that you turn on the, like, nationally televised games, there's good matchups. Even tonight, right? The Knicks will be on Amazon Prime for the first time ever. You've got Ian Eagle, Stan Van Gundy on the call, and they're going to face a Celtics team that actually lost two nights ago to VJ Edgecombe and the Sixers. But, like, they're the Celtics, right? They have Jaylen Brown. They have Derek White. They have good players. They won a championship 2 years ago. You know, that game is set up. And then I think the Timberwolves, who do the Timberwolves play right after that?
Right now.
You've got the Timberwolves versus the Lakers. So it's Ant-Man versus Luka. Like, there's definitely a ton of talent all across the league. So whenever you watch these nationally televised games, it isn't going to be like, oh, I don't want to watch this game. There's nobody on the floor. It's must-see TV.
No, absolutely, man. I was just so impressed by Wemby. I mean, he really looks like he could be, like, a guy that really challenges, you know, like, the LeBrons or the Jordans for, like, the throne of, like, all-time players. Obviously, if he stays healthy and, you know, assuming the rest of his career goes great, but I've never seen somebody move like that, man. I saw a tweet that said he was moving like a campfire tail, and that's the way I feel, man. I mean, I've never seen anything like
that. It's scary to me. When I watch him play, I'm just like, it's alien-like. Like, this guy is not a regular human being. I also, in my notes, I put in, because I fell down the rabbit hole of watching his highlights and then searching his name. Supposedly, he became a monk over the offseason. Like, he went to China.
Shaolin monk.
Yep. You saw that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he had a journey of inner discipline. He must have went where Bruce Wayne went with Ra's al Ghul. Like, he stepped his game up. He became a monk and like took it to another level. I'm like, what? Yeah, he went to, he said a journey of inner discipline, focus, and mind-body harmony at the Shaolin Temple.
Yeah. And I mean, as far as that goes, it's like, sorry about the robot voice working. But yeah, as far as that goes, man, like, obviously he has the frame. Obviously he has the age relative breakout, but this dude is doing everything right. He can't make a mistake. That's who he's training with Tim Duncan in the offseason.
Of course. That's required.
I just can't believe it, man.
Hey, the Spurs have a great facility and a great culture of winning and people for him to lean on. And then he's not stupid either. He comes to New York. He's in New York playing chess in Central Park. He's in New York at Fanatics Fest. Like I said, I saw him at Fanatics Fest, and he scared me. He's like a giraffe, like a zoo animal. I'm like, your head should not be 2 feet above everybody else's head in here.
Man, he's throwing down windmills, and he's, like, standing up. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying. What are we doing now, bro? This is where we are now in the NBA. Supposedly he grew. That's another rumor that was on the internet, that he grew more. Because he is young. Like, he might not be done growing. They're saying he's 7'7".
7'7"? Dang, I heard 7'5", man. That's crazy.
They said he grew a couple inches over the summer. So, yeah, that's, we are wild, in the Wemby era of the NBA. Thanks for the call, Noah. 888-808-1019. Yeah, let's see. I had another post as I fell down a rabbit. Victor Wembanyama is approaching 7'7", making him potentially the tallest player since Manute Bol. He's a early MVP dark horse if he can stay healthy. And this is the hype and buzz of the NBA. But with the gambling scandal that came out today, it poured a little cold water on the league. Stephen A. Smith blamed Donald Trump for it. I never really watched First Take, but when I woke up and I saw there was news, I was like, all right, let me put on First Take. Let me put on SportsCenter. Let me put on Get Up. And Stephen A. asked for, like, a close-up. He asked for his, like, single shot in the camera to say that, like this is Trump's get back. And I'm like, what? But then, I mean, like, he had points. You know, he said something along the lines, like, you know, people tried to throw Donald Trump in jail. Now he's coming for people. And, like, you know, he cited, you know, Trump and his, you know, Trump Marina in Atlantic City and his casinos and how he knows that whole business. And I don't know. I didn't believe it. And then the FBI agent came out today to say, like, that's the stupidest thing he's ever heard. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Stephen A., who is supposed to be running for some type of office, you know, he does his politics. But, yeah, that's where we were with the NBA. After a great opening night, you wake up to see all the highlights the next day, and they're talking about Chauncey Billups, they're talking about Terry Rozier, they're talking about Damon Jones, and even LeBron James. Yes, even Bron. LeBron James, who, you know, they marked him as safe. Now, LeBron James was unaware. But LeBron is a liar, so I don't know about that. But let me chill before somebody from Clutch Sports calls 888-808-1019 and says, watch him out. Don't be talking about the king. All right, I want to talk about the NFL. Mitchell, we're coming to you. Wilson, we're coming to you. But first, I want to play some audio. One is something that I alluded to last night. I was talking about Will Compton. I was talking about Taylor Luan and their Bussin' with the Boys podcast that they do. And shout out to them. They're killing it. They've got FanDuel sponsorships. And then as I was watching Get Up today, they have like a segment in Get Up. Well, here is a cut from the podcast this week. They had All-Pro Super Bowl champion linebacker Zach Bond on. And they got right to it. Fleegs, if you could cue up Will Compton. I'm trying to find exactly what they wrote here. Bussin' with the Boys podcast. They said Cam Scataboo might be the all-white team captain soon. And if you remember, there was like, it was Rashad Mendenhall. I remember Rashad Mendenhall like had like beef with Will Compton on Twitter about putting together like an all-black football team. And then Will Compton put together like an all-white team. And it was a pretty decent team. But he leaned into Cam Scataboo and he didn't hold any punches. He went right to Zach Bond and asked him, because you guys saw on Thursday Night Football, Cam Scataboo running over Eagles linebacker Zach Bond. They will have a rematch. Here's what Zach Bond had to say when asked about. And I realized they came in with the Chief Keith, but I wanted you to hear him say, Cam Scataboo is a guy that you don't realize how hard he runs, how strong he is, how tough he is until you face him. The first time around, I think Zach Bond thought it was sweet. Second time around, these guys are going to be ready. And you're going into their building. And they're coming off a win, not a loss. And it's not a short week like it was last time. This is going to be a real test for the Giants. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley. Oh, we got to wait for the dump. So let me go to a call and we'll get to the next audio. I had to dump that. They played Chief Keef. They played Chief Keef right after it, and it came up with the F-bomb, so we had to dump that. But they're putting respect on these rookies. Cam Scataboo also went viral because of the Knicks game. He was right under the hoop, and Newsday put out a picture of OG Anunoby dunking the ball, and Cam Scataboo is underneath the hoop flexing, and everybody loves the guy. You know, he fits right in, one of us. Even though he's from Sacramento, he has quickly become a king in New York. So I am excited to see if they're up for the challenge. I am excited to see if they are able to duplicate what they did. Now, I don't expect them to beat the Eagles like they beat them on Thursday Night Football, because they completely caught them off guard. They were able to put up 34 points. And the Eagles are going to be ready this time. But I think I was looking at something before, like the Eagles are like 70% favorite to win. And yeah, the Eagles are another 7.5 point favorite. So the Giants are dogs again. They were 7.5 point dogs when it was Thursday Night Football at MetLife. So let's see if they can take that down. And you know what? I was saying, you know, the first couple of days this week, got to forget about the Broncos loss. Can't have a hangover. Got to go down to Philly and knock off the Eagles. And I think that they have a short enough memory. I think these guys are focused on winning. And they know that they should have won that game. The special teams coordinator even came out and took blame, you know, for the kicking issue. So let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Talking about the Giants matchup. Talking about the Giants going to face the Philadelphia Eagles and what you guys are thinking about your team. Michael is in Fairhaven with us next. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Keith?
Hanging out, man. How are you?
I'm good. I learned about you just by listening to like the daytime stuff, and I love the show, so I appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
So I'm sure this got litigated over the week, but you know, I haven't been in the car as much as I usually am. My question, it's more like your opinion take on the whole Brian Daboll Denver collapse thing, but I feel like all the flack that he's been getting is kind of unjust, because what kind of happened in that game, if you point to each individual thing, like he's an offensive specialist, right? So people are getting on him.
Daboll?
For the defensive. Yeah.
He's the head coach, though. Offense is his specialty, but he's the head coach. You got to be the CEO, right? You could have a CEO that is, you know, big on the finances, but like he's also got to, you know, at sometimes know what's going on with the people team. He's also got to know, you know what I'm saying? Like that, it falls on the head coach too. Cause like, I know everybody wanted to bury Shane Bowen, but like fool me, can't fool me again. You could call timeout. You could override the call, you know? So go on. But I just can't put Brian Daboll as an offensive specialist when this is his fourth year as the head coach of the team.
No, I get that. And right, he has big time administrative responsibilities, right? He's got to take care of everything. But like the kicking situation, is that not Joe Shane's fault? And then dropping it into coverage, right? That's Shane Bowen's call. But event, like the guys didn't execute the game plan. Right. So I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't know. I haven't been able to rewind it on the Odyssey app. Shameless plug. But
the ability to rewind.
I said they've
won together. They lose together. The thing about football is there are so many moving parts. There are so many guys that have to work in concert for you to win. And we could break down a bunch of little things. Dart threw an interception. Cam Scataboo got blown up on the play. Tiki Barber's whole thing was, hey, you put the ball into a rookie quarterback's hand when you should have ran it. So, like, that would be on Dable. But, no, that would be on Kafka, right? Kafka's the play caller.
Right. He's playing calls. So I almost feel like everyone coming down on him, and I get it. He's the CEO. He's the administrator. He makes all the, you know, the final say and all that stuff. But, like, is he – and, again, I don't know because I'm not an NFL head coach. But, like, does he really have that much pull on, like, the in-the-moment decisions on things that he's not the specialist in, right?
Like, yeah, yeah. Right? And, like, if you watch these experience, like, even looking at Jim Harbaugh tonight, like, these experienced head coaches, they're damn near on the field. Like, at any given time or moment, it is their team. Like, they're playing Madden. They're on the sticks. Like, they are affecting the game. These coaches, like Sean Payton, like, these guys – and that's what you have to be a good head coach. You have to know the offense, the defense, the special teams. And if you don't like something, if you don't want them dropping 8 in coverage, don't drop 8 in coverage. If Dexter Lawrence isn't on the field, you have the power to say, no, Dexter Lawrence got to be in. You're the head coach. You're the one that has to stand at the podium before anyone else. The rest of these guys don't stand at the podium after the game. The coach does. The rest of these guys meet the media on Wednesday. Right now we're hearing from, you know, Shane Bowen. Now we're hearing from special teams coach. You know, Shane Bowen says, I got to do a better job. Just do a better job. We don't want to hear you got to do it. In the moment, you got to do it. Now you got to go down and face the Eagles. And I think this is going to be a tight game. I think it's going to come down to some kicks that are either made or missed. It's going to come down to some turnovers. It's going to come down to some decisions on third down, fourth down. They got to be more buttoned up.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I guess, I mean, again, I don't want to, like, over-litigate because I'm sure this station's been full of, you know, Dable this, Dable that, and all that. But
for 4 years, moving on to
positive question, your thoughts on Jackson Dart. I want to hear it because, again, I haven't been in the car all week. And, again, appreciate you having me. Shout out New Jersey.
Thanks for the call. Michael, down in Fairhaven, maybe a Rumson guy, maybe a Red Bank regional guy. I don't know. Short conference. We on. Man, I've talked about Jackson Dart at length. I'm excited to watch this kid play quarterback every time, every snap, every series, because he's fearless. He can make something out of nothing. And now, like, everybody's giving him his props and his respect. It's not a fluke. He's going to struggle. He's going to take his lumps. He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to fumble the ball. He's going to try and get too much. Like, I was watching Chase Daniel break down his film. And I can't play it because it's too long. And nobody wants to hear, you know, Chase Daniel call out, like coverage and protection and stuff like that. But, you know, he's like, you know, it's here. He's like, here's where I thought he pressed a little bit. And it's the play where Dart gets the luck of a ball being tipped into Theo Johnson's hands. And it turns into a touchdown, you know. And so, like, even Chase Daniel said, and Chase Daniel, like, I don't care what anybody says about Chase Daniel, there's no way you stay in the NFL as a backup quarterback and don't know all the X's and O's. He has been in film rooms for years. He has been with Andy Reid. He has been with Drew Brees. So, like, he says Jackson Dart is the future in New York. There's zero questions about that. Love how he moves in the pocket. Doesn't look like a rookie. And that is what, for me, I don't think any of us knew. If we would have known that, the only one that probably could say that he knew that was Brian Dable, as it comes back to Dable, because Dable made him QB2. And when he did that, I'm like, what's the point of having Jameis? What's the point of putting this kid one play away? Is he ready? He must be. Because everybody knows that in football. If you're the backup, you're one play away. You're one tackle away from, hey, you're up. So they clearly thought so. And we watched in the preseason. And he made plays in the preseason. He was competitive in the preseason. He was fiery in the preseason. But I didn't know he was going to be able to do this, like, against the Broncos defense, against the Eagles defense. And he's got a hell of a challenge this week. He's facing the Eagles defense for the second time. Jalen Carter was not there the first time. Quinyon Mitchell was not there the first time. Those are arguably their two best players on that side of the ball. So let's see what he can do with Jalen Carter breathing down his neck. Let's see what he can do with Quinyon Mitchell locking up Bo Collins or Darius Slayton. You know, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little harder. He's going to probably have to make some more plays with his legs. I would get Cam Scataboo going again, who rushed for 110 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wilson's in Roxbury, New Jersey with us next. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you, man?
Good, good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, listen, man, I don't know what the situation is with everybody, especially in the radio station, about this horrendous head coach that we have as a Giants fan. I mean, you know what his record is, man, the past 41 games?
It's bad.
11 wins and 30 losses.
Yeah, it's bad.
And somehow I got to hear, you know what, and the worst part about it is this, Keith, man, is that when this kid, right, missed the extra point, if there was a Giants fan in the middle of the Sahara Desert, he would have shut off his TV like I shut off my TV, like 90% of the Giants fans shut off their TV, because we knew what was going to happen. The game was over because this guy is horrendous. He doesn't do any adjustments whatsoever. And somehow, people saying that, well, you know, he should come back because of Jackson Dart. And the biggest bull of crap that I hear all the time is, well, the players play hard for this guy. You know, there's no quitting. The locker room is good. That's a bunch of bull. You know that, Keith, man? Players play for themselves and for their families. They have to worry about having a job next year, not getting cut. You know, and when this guy gets fired, the players are going to quit football because this guy gets fired. What, they're going to go quiet in a dark room? They're going to go on, man. I mean, this chapter is over. It's over.
Thank you for the call, Wilson. I will say this to you, Wilson. I hope you're still listening, even though I hung up the phone. Please forget, and I know you might not forget your entire life. I watched that game. Giants fans didn't turn that game off. They knew that one point was hanging there, but they also knew that one point was hanging there when it was 13 and not 14. Please try to move off of the Week 7 loss. There's a bunch of more games. Brian Daboll's time is not done. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. He's got another year on this first five-year contract. He is the one that handpicked the quarterback that you all love. This quarterback that, you know, everybody in the NFL that watches NFL football saying he's the difference. That kid's for real. Giants got a future. Hold on now. So, like, you get credit for that. You also get credit for, again, not being prepared in the kicking game. It is fireable. How many times do you have? I think that it has cost the Giants, like, three different games, maybe four that I can remember, where it's like the kicking situation isn't right. And I don't know. With Graham Gano, it really falls back on him. I said Graham Gano had to be the most sick out of everybody, because he's like, well, damn, I could have even hurt. I could have kicked those extra points. This game is on me. I thought Jude McItamy would be good enough. No, not in the pressure of Mile High. So, you know, I know people want Brian Daboll gone. That record goes on his tombstone. You know what I'm saying? And like, the whole reason he's still here was because he didn't have the opportunity to draft and develop his own quarterback. Not only did he draft and develop his own quarterback, like he hit on the right guy. People wanted them to take Shedeur Sanders. People wanted him to wait till the next day to draft Jackson Dart, who might not have been there. Somebody might have taken him in those late last picks because they might have said, hey, we had a good grade on this guy. You know, if you watch the behind-the-scenes stuff, it wasn't Joe Shane. They're talking about rolling the dice. Brian Daboll was just giving a nod, like, yeah, that's my guy. That's who I want. That's who we interviewed. That's who we talked to. We watched the film. The reports came out that Brian Daboll pushed to have the Giants take him at 3. And I understand that logic, because it's like, why are we taking Abdul Carter when we just traded for Brian Burns and 2 years ago we drafted Kayvon? If we want another edge rusher, we don't have to get Abdul Carter. We could get an edge rusher with our second pick. Luckily, they were able to do both, because Abdul Carter is a force as well. And as a rookie, like, he's been solid. And I think what you're getting out of Spider-Man Brian Burns, most people tell you he's getting freed up because they have to actually block Abdul Carter, Kayvon, Dexter Lawrence. Like, somebody comes free, and it's Brian Burns who's got the height, the length, the speed, the strength. To get by his man one-on-one, there's not too many guys that can stop him one-on-one. But, yeah, you got to get off of the Broncos game. It sucks. Did you feel like, how come nobody's calling about the Saints game anymore? How come nobody's calling about the Dallas game anymore? They're similar. It's week 8. You're going to face the hated Philadelphia Eagles with the opportunity to sweep them for the first time since 2007. I just was talking about how there are kids that are listening right now. They weren't alive in 2007. They don't remember the Giants beating the Patriots and Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a long time. So I think if Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart and Shane Bowen and Brian Burns and these guys are able to go down there in Philly and get a win, it'll make up some for the Broncos' loss. This team is not going into the playoffs. They're going to lose a bunch of more games just because they're not going to be better than the team that they're playing across. But they're going to be in every game because they finally have a quarterback and a running back and a couple running backs and an offense that they can call and scheme and find success because it's not Russell Wilson sitting back there. There's a quarterback that's extending plays, making something out of nothing, not taking sacks, scrambling out of pressure and finding open wide receivers. You don't even have any really great wide receivers. Wandale is good. We'll see what Slayton adds to, you know, but without Malik Nabers, who I did see Malik Nabers didn't get his ACL surgery yet. That's another update from today, but supposedly that's common. They're waiting for the swelling to go down. All right, I got to go to another break. We will continue on the Giants. I have some more audio that I want to play. I want to hear from former Giant Saquon Barkley as he was asked about facing the Giants the first time. And I got to check with Justin Rock to see if we're able to get some other audio about Jackson Dart. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've got 22 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Right back to it, not wasting any time because time is running out. It's funny, I'm in the YouTube chat, Keith McPherson on The Fan. And Darian was laughing in the chat. Like, nobody cut that game off. And, you know, the last caller, was it Wilson, said something about, like, somebody in the desert cut that game off knowing what was going to happen. I feel like, yeah, we all knew what was going to happen, but you don't turn the game off and just assume that, okay, 32-30, the Broncos are guaranteed to win. After you were feeling yourself for 2 hours. Like I said, I went out and watched that game at the bar, so nobody was cutting the TV off at the bar. But, like, I watched with Giants fans that were, like, I don't know if they blinked. Like, the defense could have got a stop. The defense could have intercepted the ball. You know, they could have fumbled the ball. The Broncos could have missed the kick, but I know. It's the NFL. It felt inevitable that, hey, they didn't make that extra point. There's the game winner. Honestly, even if he made the extra point, which we were talking through, because I'm always talking the game and scenarios. I'm like, this game's going to overtime. Didn't need overtime. 888-808-1019. And speaking of that, before we get back to the calls and play a little bit of audio here, NYG Area on Twitter just posted an hour ago. One of the coaches who lasted long enough to reach 58 games, Brian Daboll has the worst record for the start of a New York Giants coaching career with a 20-37-1 record as of 24-2025. October 24, 2025. So, like, I always bring up that, like, you know, their records go on their tombstones. I think that's a Bill Parcells quote. He's got to live with that. You know, and Joe Shane as well. But, like, this is the turning point. Their quarterback, you know, you don't bring in a guy whose calling card was he worked with Jalen Hurts. He worked with Josh Allen. He helped develop Josh Allen and then give him Daniel Jones. And then how many times did you hear me talk about, yo, they never loved Daniel Jones. They didn't pick up his rookie option. They made him prove it. They brought in Tyrod Taylor, who knew their system. And they would tell the defense the plays when Daniel Jones was going to try to frustrate him. Like, they were never in Daniel Jones' camp. But once Daniel Jones leads him to the playoffs and wins a playoff game, you got to pay the guy. It's the NFL. You got to pay your quarterback. They have their guy. And I'm telling you, I hope John Mara is feeling okay. But, like, I have watched that video at least five times after the Eagles win, where Daboll hands John Mara the ball, and John Mara says, like, all of the chemo and radiation and none of that, like, compares to the feeling that, you know, I get from this. Like, a win, getting the game ball, beating the Eagles in their building. So, go beat the Eagles again for John Mara, and try to forget the past, because the future is now with Jackson Dart. Kenny is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Keith, you're a former quarterback, right?
Yeah, state champion quarterback in high school, a backup in college, and okay. Just, you know, decent enough to get some scholarships and you know, make some plays in practice.
Okay, okay. So you know a little bit about the quarterback position actually from play. I want your real no BS assessment of Jackson Dart's passing ability so far. I am not impressed. He can run without question. He's got guts. But as far as a passer, I am not impressed with what he's done passing-wise. I think he's gotten lucky in a couple of breaks with whether they have people have flags thrown because, you know, that they interfered with the receiver.
Yeah.
But he's not even close to blowing me away with his passing ability.
He can get there. The one thing that I knocked on, and it's not even a knock, but it's one thing that I said about him, like, in the Saints game, and even every game, there's been some throws that he's underthrown where,
yes,
I'm like,
yes,
they have to drill his mechanics. He's got to have his feet right. He's got to have his feet under him. He's got to be stepping into throws because he doesn't naturally have the cannon for an arm. He can make all the throws, but you need your feet. You need your legs. You need to put your whole body into the throw, get that ball in the air, and put it into the spot that only your receiver can get it.
Right, and this is what I want to talk about. People are so happy about winning finally, but they're not really being real and assessing. He obviously can run. He's got guts. He's tough. he finds a way to get it done with his feet. But arm-wise, as a quarterback, from a quarterback passing perspective, I'm not even close to impressed. He's gotten lucky.
He has gotten lucky. But I'll say this. He makes up, he's not Justin Herbert. We watched Justin Herbert tonight. Justin Herbert's 6'5". He's got a cannon.
I agree. He makes it up with guts. Yeah,
he makes it up with guts. He makes it up with playmaking. The reason that the offense looks different, like Russell Wilson probably has a stronger arm than him, but like Russell Wilson's a sitting duck. Dart is scrambling out and getting the green grass and finding open receivers and putting the ball there. But I just think that they need to drill his mechanics down so that like some of those passes that he threw in the Saints game, I'm like, he's throwing off his back foot.
Yeah.
He's not stepping into the ball.
And
he's not stepping into the throw, rather.
He's not going to get away with this running. They're going to start clamping down on him. He's going to get hurt. He can't be running that much. I'm telling you, you can't keep living like this as a quarterback. He's not that big. And they're going to start scheming him, and they're going to stop him from running, and then he's going to have to beat him with his arm, and I'm worried about that.
The book will be out on him at some point. Thank you for the call, Kenny. That is a astute point as far as, he's left a little bit off of some of the throws, but there are other throws that he puts, he's had a couple of throws. There was a throw that he made to Wandell Robinson I referenced a couple times. He's hooping. It was like he shot a three. It was like the way that he put the ball and dropped the ball in. I was like, dime. Bellinger was wide open, but the way that he stepped up in the pocket and also with that pat in the ball, is going to get you too. Especially when defenses start to watch you enough. Like some of these DBs are good enough to sit on routes. And then break as soon as they see you go, and then pat the ball. And he pats the ball as he brings it up to throw it. But right now, nobody has really faced him or seen him. And, even what Nick Benito said is, hey, he's better than what we saw on film. We were able to get the audio from the Let's Go podcast. Jim Gray has a podcast called the Let's Go podcast. And I just came across this on Instagram. Shout out to Justin Rock. He was able to clip it for us. And Matthew Stafford, who the Giants were in hot pursuit of in the offseason, right? He potentially was going to come over here if he didn't go back to the Rams. Matthew Stafford is interviewed by Jim Gray, and he's asked about, the top young quarterbacks in the NFL. And it's interesting, too, because Matthew Stafford... So there was a rumor that the Rams might have wanted Jackson Dart. And Matthew Stafford would have been a great guy for Dart to learn from. Matthew Stafford does have a cannon and does have the mechanics. But Jim Gray specifically asked him, who are your top three quarterbacks with, I think, less than 3 years of... Or he said there's 12 quarterbacks with less than 3 years of experience. Who stands out to you, Fleegs? Let's play that clip from the Let's Go podcast with Matthew Stafford, giving you his list. And he starts, obviously, with Jackson Dart.
We're talking about these young quarterbacks. There's 12 quarterbacks starting in the league right now that have less than 3 years' experience. Who stands out to you right now as being the guys that if you're another team, you've got to be really concerned about?
It's really early, but Jackson Dart has definitely given the Giants a spark that they didn't have before. Whether that's sustainable and it's really efficient, maybe not at the moment, but he's young. You got to give him time. But man, he's a dangerous guy in the backfield. I think Drake May's playing as good a football as any of the young quarterbacks out there. He's doing a great job of getting his guys in the end zone. I think he had just a handful of incompletions the other day. He might have set the Patriots record for completion percentage in a game. He's playing at a really high level. And then when healthy, I still am a big fan of C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels. Jaden's having a tough time right now. He's got some nicks and bruises that have crept up on him this year. But both those guys, I think, are really talented passers that can do things with their feet as well.
So he's in the company of Drake May, who's having a great year. I know they got rid of his coach, but whatever. Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is banged up. C.J. Stroud, who had a great rookie year and sophomore year, he's kind of taking a step back now. He's in the conversation with the top young quarterbacks in the league, and I just think we gotta just keep watching. What's he got, 4 games? We gotta keep watching him. And this is a huge challenge. I'm telling you, the Eagles' defense is gonna look different with Jalen Carter up front and Quinyon Mitchell out there at corner. Let's see if Dart is able to go into hostile territory and succeed. He even talked about, there was a clip on Giants videos, the last caller was talking about how the defenses are going to start to get a beat on him. Dart said, And let me go get the quote so I don't do it verbatim. I'll read it out loud. You know, a priority of Jackson Dart as a quarterback is for opposing defenses to never have the book on him. He said, playmakers find ways to make plays. That's been my mindset. He knows that people are going to start picking up on his habits and stuff like that. But when you have the ability to throw in the pocket, to step up in the pocket and make a throw, to step up in the pocket and run, like that's also what I've been really impressed with. His feel for like, all right, I got to step up and make a throw, keep my eyes downfield. Like rookies don't do that. They get afraid. They get scared of getting hit. He's not afraid of getting hit. And his like his field vision is advanced for somebody that's only played four games in the NFL. King George is in the Bronx. What's up, King George? You're back on the Fan.
Live long and prosper. Everything they say about your show is true. You change the rules and do what you want to do. You know you have charisma and talent, and that's damn right. And you make it a party on your show every night.
Hey. Appreciate
and, it. Okay, well, you earned it. I don't blow smoke where it's not earned. And I don't like Jackson Dart's style because I've seen it happen to Randall Cunningham, Cam Newton. It's happening to Josh Allen, and it's happening to Jackson, where they take too much punishment. They run into runners. They try to run people over rather than slide.
I think he needs to chill with that. And I was saying that about him in the preseason. But in the preseason, King George, I said, he's not the starter. He's a third-string quarterback. So he's not going to slide until he's the starter. He's the starter now. He's still not sliding. John Gruden told him, hey, are you nuts? Are you crazy? Get out of bounds or get down. He has to learn. He has to learn to not try and take any of these guys on. But he also is smart. He knows in this league they're going to protect him. Like when he got that rough in the passer call last week, I'm like, he is already a darling in their eyes. The referees are going to protect him. You cannot hit him late. So he's going to take some liberties.
Yeah, well, my dad said a soft head makes a hard behind. And when are you, Zoo, and I going to get together?
I don't even know where Zoo is. And I've been meaning to text him, and I know I said that. I'm down. I don't know when. I think Paul took your number down. I got to talk to Zoo. It would be nice if Zoo and I worked a shift, and maybe before or after Zoo produced my show, we could pull up to Katz. We'll figure it out.
Or Heidelberg.
Where's that?
Heidelberg. It's in the 80s on 2nd Avenue.
That's another spot you'd like to go?
Either one, because you got to try Frank's with. You can eat what you want, but the caveat is you got to try Frank's with potato salad on it.
Copy. We'll get there, and we'll get there before it gets too cold. Appreciate you, King. All right, now I want to go to a clip from Saquon Barkley. You remember Saquon Barkley dropped the documentary titled Saquon. I said I wasn't going to watch a second of it. I haven't, but it was on Amazon Prime, the same platform that the game was on. And it seemed like Saquon was dropping that documentary and going to go out and drop 100 yards and 2 touchdowns on the Giants. That's not what happened at all. So Saquon got humbled that night. The Eagles got humbled that night. And Giants videos, SNY Giants on Twitter, was able to pull a video of them asking Saquon what he learned about facing the Giants the first time this year with the Eagles.
Saquon, what did you learn? I know you were with the Giants a long time, but it's a different version of the Giants. What did you learn about the 2025 Giants in that meeting?
That's what happens when you go against a team who got juice and playing with swagger and confidence and, defense that, we already know that they were really good, and offense. They put in a young quarterback who's super talented, and, with Scatterboo and Tracy, great backs back there and Singh. And Devin, when you go against a team that has that passion and that fire, you can get your butt handed. You can get it handed to you. That's the truth. So that's what I learned about them. But also know, the type of coach Dave's is and the guys that are over there. So it's going to be a tough challenge.
They got the juice, man. That's a word that's been thrown around a lot. Dart, Scatterboo, they got the juice. The Giants got the juice now. Let's see if they've got the juice on Sunday against an Eagles team that's going to want some get back. Carlos and Clifton, my last call of the night. You're in there, Los.
Hey, I gotta clap back on some of these Giant fans talking about that this kid is doing, you know, stuff that he's not supposed to be doing. I mean, I don't know what they're watching, but I know he had a couple of throws in like that Saints game. He's trying to win it. He's throwing it downfield. Even in the last game, he's trying to throw it downfield because he's trying to score at the end of the game or whatever. But have you seen some of his throws, like on the run? He's in the pocket. He's not trying to run downfield first. And even that Wandale Robinson lucky touchdown, that was in the breadbasket. Wandale dropped that. Yeah. And he don't both his hands.
Yeah.
He even admitted it. What we need to understand, like a lot of the guys need to understand, is that we got one unsung hero on this team. His name is Andrew Thomas. Ever since he got back, he started flying. Online,
because he's putting the clamps on it, right? That clip of him just straight up grabbing Nick Benito and freezing him, like, underrated. Honestly, and it's crazy to think that Andrew Thomas is underrated. Thanks for the call, Carlos. But it's underrated the effect that he's had since he's been back at left tackle. He's got the juice. Let's make sure we mention his name with Dart and Scataboo and Brian Burns. All right, I'm about to get out the way. I got to go home and go to sleep so that I can wake up and not be sick and do my little week 8 wrap and then come here and do a Football Friday after the Knicks play. C-Max coming up next. If you're on YouTube, stay in the chat. We'll keep rocking. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.